Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And welcome back, Fan Club. Fan Club Fridays, usually between, well, is between 1 and 2. Used to be Club 610 back in the day.
I got the club vibe, Bing. People can now see me on the text line. I got the lights off. I wish we had like a lava lamp or something like that where we had like the, for the people who can see it, the 96.5, the fan sign right here. If we had it like lit up, that'd be pretty sweet.
And what are we drinking today, Drew?
Well, first of all, I get a beer for Bank or an ale for Bank, and I was like, crap, we don't have any bottle openers. And Bink goes, oh, I do. And he goes, of course I do. He's just got it in his duffel bag, in his bag. Of course.
You should always carry a beer opener with you, Drew. It's one of those things.
I guess so.
Well, seriously, though, no matter where you're at, because it could come in handy, which it just did.
Anybody on the text line want to guess what Drew is having today? Huh?
Yeah.
You want to guess what I'm having?
I can't see it because you get the lights off back in your clubbing.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess what I'm drinking? YouTube can see it.
You've got a Wood Baron, some sort of ale. I forget the
Wood Baron barrel fresh ale from Boulevard.
It's good.
8.2% ABV.
Oh no, we're getting you lit.
Very,
I don't know, man.
Very, very nice.
I don't
very
know.
Nice.
You're talking about getting hammered beforehand. I don't think this will do it because you're used to it too much. But 8.2 is
8.2 is 8.2 though.
Hefty.
What are you drinking, Drew?
I got a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
A what?
A Mike's Hard Lemonade. Someone said orange juice. Okay, I'm not a child.
Do you have a sippy
orange
cup back
juices.
There?
I do not have a sippy cup. Someone said a mojito. No. Lemonade, Mike's Hard. Someone said I'm definitely a cider guy. Normally, yes. Ciders are great, but Mike's Hard also. Good old hard lemonade. 5% Bink.
We're almost to 4th of July.
Someone said Code Red. Okay, so for the person who texted in Code Red, next week, Cody couldn't find it a couple weeks ago. We're going to try to get the new Hard Mountain Dew, the alcoholic Mountain Dew. We're going to try to get that Bink to try it. I don't know if you've had it yet.
I love Mountain Dew, but I've never had the alcohol version.
Which is why I thought about it, but you were like, we have so much here that we ended up not getting it. But yeah, that's something that we're going to try at some point here, maybe next week. When because Cody will be back on Thursday. Bink will be in with Alex Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
If they don't fire me. What?
What would you do that?
Look, I've pushed the envelope a little bit here and there. Today I've been very good today.
You have been very good.
Very good. You just never know, but I always carry the bottle opener. This Boulevard's very good, by the way. It usually is
good.
With them.
Nice. I'm glad you like it.
No, it's great stuff. How much ABV is in that Kool-Aid you're drinking?
You almost made me spit it out. Kool-Aid? 5%. I told you. Five. I had a couple last night while I was watching the game.
Oh, you got crazy.
I didn't get crazy. Settle down.
What's your wife drinking?
She drank some Mike's Hard as well, but she likes Angry Orchard. Angry Orchard is her. She loves Angry Orchard.
I like these names: Hard Lemonade, Angry Orchard.
Yeah, come have some. You know, have some bubbles. You know.
Well, last year
someone said I got a wine spritzer. I like wine.
Doesn't shock me.
Beer is the only thing that's a nada for me.
Well, which is interesting you say that, because I remember last year on the 4th of July or right around then when I was in here, you did two things you've never done. One was I wanted you to chug a Coors Light. And you at least attempted it.
I tasted it. I had one sip.
And you
I
was you like, said yeah, you've never done that.
Correct. I've never tasted a Coors Light.
And this comes on the heels of you shooting a Roman candle out of your butt.
I shot the Roman candle. Not out of my butt, though. That's not what happened.
All right, but still, you shot a Roman candle. You tried to chug a beer. So you tried to do two different things. If I can get you to go down and get me some chew at Quick Trip, full circle.
I mean, I've been on the brink of getting you chew before.
But you haven't done it. The text line here says they always have a bottle opener with them. And why? Because their wedding ring is made of tungsten. So he's always got a beer opener with his wedding ring.
There you go.
See, now that is smart, Drew. Hey, by the way, speaking of wedding rings, you wearing yours today?
No, not today.
We had a big deal out of this the other day when Alex was here, and I said, Drew doesn't have his wedding ring on. He said, I guarantee I'll wear it Friday. It's not on again for two straight shows.
I'm dead serious. I was driving to McDonald's this morning, which I did offer you. I did offer to get you something.
You did. It was very nice of you.
Dead serious. I was driving, and I was like, crap. I hope this doesn't come up today.
I thought
to myself, I was like, man, I tell you. Someone said they're on a cut water kick right now. The Long Island and Margarita ones are good 13%. Someone's getting lit for the 816 bank. 13?
They had a Cutwater ad in the Dodgers-Padres game last night. I saw it. It's like one of those billboards behind left field.
Mm. There's a variety of different things that you can see. That's the thing.
Like seltzers, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah. Oh, no. I understand for the people who don't like care for the sugar and stuff like that. You can have drinks that I don't have sugar and still enjoy them. Like, I'm just not a beer guy. That's just what it is.
You and I are both big Mountain Dew guys.
Correct.
We finally got the new labels here at the station because Mountain Dew changed their labels. They're no longer MT and Dew.
Yeah.
It is back to being Mountain Dew. Like, they don't LOL it. I mean, it's back to Mountain Dew.
Well, the Code Reds don't have the word Mountain on them anymore, or they still don't. I don't think they will, because they're not in the commercials bank, which makes me think they're going to cancel Code Red, which honestly is good for me, because I don't need to be drinking it as much as I do, but as we know, caffeine is one of the most addictive drugs on the planet. True, Bank. You and I are addicted to soda. There's not a day that you don't walk in here with a Mountain Dew,
and there's not a day
that I don't have a Mountain Dew Code Red.
I drink a lot of Red Bull.
Yeah.
I call it a PED for the show. Because essentially that's what it is.
Okay.
Right? Performance enhancing drug? I mean, it's not a drug, but it's a PED for radio, right?
I mean, caffeine is, you know, it's more addictive than like weed is, I believe. I believe I learned that in college, which is crazy to think about.
Do Cody and Alex drink caffeine a lot? Because Alex usually, I don't see Alex drinking very much. He goes and gets some Reese's every day.
Yeah, Alex doesn't drink soda as much, really, at all. He said every now and then he has like a, I don't remember what he says, like a Dr. Pepper or something. Cody will have it every, will have a soda every now and then. I drink more water than I do soda, which is something I used to not do post college. I used to drink more soda than water. Now I flipped it where I still have soda, but I drink more water. Someone from the 816 Bank wants to know if you tried the new Quick Trip. You're quitting time.
You know what? I haven't.
We tried
it. I've seen it before. I heard you guys talking about it
a couple weeks ago.
But I haven't grabbed that. I've had the...
Alex kind of liked it.
Did he?
I think Gold thought it was good.
I wanted to try the Waffle House beer. They had a beer at the Waffle House. Did you ever see the drunkest fans in the NFL, who they were? This is from the New York Post.
We're off to a great start this hour.
I'm just saying, man, this is football.
No, I understand that. No, I did not see that.
The drunkest fans in the NFL. Number one, the Tennessee Titans. Two, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Three, Colts. Four, Falcons. Five, Saints.
On what criteria, though? Like, what, they have somebody going and, like, just...
According to a survey that tracked 28,000 smartphone connected breath test. So you had to have the breath test, and who has one of those? Do you have one of those? I don't.
No.
Okay. So anyway, 28,000 smartphone connected breath test on game day for average blood alcohol content level. So the highest at 0.093% was the Titans. Can you guess the five soberest teams in the National Football League? This is where I call BS on this whole thing.
Cowboys fans. Browns fans.
Why would you think Cowboys fans are the most sober?
I don't know.
They always seem like they're lit to me.
I know, but you'd think it would be like a little bit outlandish. Like it would be. Wouldn't it be that? Seattle, I bet you was on there.
No.
Carolina, the Panthers.
Nope.
Because there's not as many people that go to the games.
Nope. Well, that's a good point.
The last one. Ravens.
You haven't gotten any of them. Oh, actually, the Ravens are on here.
Okay.
So the most sober from 5 to 1, one being the most sober fans in the NFL. Number 5, this is from the New York Post. 5 was the Chargers. 4 was the Ravens. 3 was the Giants.
I don't know about that.
2 was the Commanders. And number 1, Drew, number 1, the Kansas City Chiefs. if you forgot the Arrowhead, you know that ain't true.
Someone said, from 913, that list doesn't have the Green Bay Packers in the top 3 of youngest fans. That's a bogus study. It sounds bogus.
It says the Chiefs is the most sober fans in the NFL. I'm sorry, man. I know we're in Kansas City and I've been a lifelong. There's no way in hell that's the most sober fan base in the NFL. No way in hell.
I couldn't tell you, Bank. I haven't been to a game at Arrowhead. I haven't been to very many NFL games in general. But
well, they're not the soberest fan base.
I would assume not.
Don't go to the game and go, well, I'm expecting sober fans here at Arrowhead. No. Bailey, put that on.
I mean, with all the tailgating, you would expect not. Like, the way that it's set up, like, football itself, as you said, is not a...
But these people run with these surveys and stuff. But again, it's 28,000 smartphone-connected breath tests. I wonder how many people in Kansas City actually have these smartphone-connected breath. I didn't even know you could do this with your phone.
I didn't know you could either.
I don't always say, put your phone down.
Yeah. What do you think about the Josh Simmons stuff with the Andy Reid was talking about? Because by the sounds of it, Bink, he's gonna be ready to go for training camp. And I'm on the side of if Josh Simmons is healthy to start training camp, like if he is full go, pads, helmet, everything. He's not doing any individual drills like on the side anymore. He is full contact from day one. Even from week two, Bink. Even 1 week into training camp.
So you're not skeptical like Gold and myself.
No. I know. Well, I'm not saying I'm not skeptical, but I'm saying if he's in pads and going with if he's ready full go in week one of training camp, he's gonna be the starter in week one. I'm not saying that he is right now because we still need to see what's happening in week one. But based on what Andy's saying, I think if Josh Simmons has got the helmet on, not just doing individual drills, he's doing full contact team stuff week one of training camp, I would put my money on him being the starter week one against the Chargers in Brazil.
It'll be interesting to see what they do, because keep in mind, Wandy Morris was the starter at left tackle when they did the OTAs last year. They get up to St. Joe, boom, it was Kingsley. And obviously, we know how that ended up working out. But here's the one thing about it. I haven't seen what he's doing right now in the weight room. Have you seen any reports of that? Because he was acclimating him back, right? He was starting very slowly.
Yeah, yeah,
starting
yeah.
some stuff yeah. with 225.
He's doing stuff over on the... Whenever he's done drills, he's been doing things, but it's more individual stuff than it is
team. Which is fine. I'm stuff, curious yeah. how he gets or how he is now compared to how he is, what, basically a month from today in St. Joe. I can't imagine it going that up much up in a month. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I do like the fact that, you know, Andy Reid did make the comments that they're ready for training camp and all that. That kind of made its ways around the NFL. If he is, that would be one of the biggest coups. If he's there, and not just starts, but starts and is good. You have to start and be good. It's kind of like the old draft picks. Like, there was a time Veach had 20 of his 21 draft picks on the team. And people was like, well, other teams, you know, they keep their draft picks and they play. Well, do they win, though? That's the thing. The Chiefs are rattling off Super Bowls or going to the Super Bowl while having rookies starting. That makes a difference. That's different than a rookie starting in Carolina. That's different than a rookie starting with the Cardinals or the Titans, because they were actually starting and they're winning. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes and starts, again, I think it'll be more of a wait and see thing, because Andy did caution people, hey, we'll see what happens when the pads are on, you know, in full speed, and, you know, guys trying to make the team and whatever going against you.
Sure.
It's more of a wait and see. And I agree with that. I think it's more of a wait and see. Would I be totally shocked if they took it completely slow and he wasn't 100% ready to go on July 21st like we're expecting, I wouldn't be shocked at all to hear 2 or 3 days out from that, or even when it starts, that, hey, we're going to take it slow, kind of acclimate him in. That would not shock me at all, Drew, if that was the case.
Yeah, but to me, I think the way that they've been
talking... I would be more shocked if he's 100% ready.
I think the way that they've been talking about it and the way that he's been sounding, and I know this is just from a distance, but it sounds like by what we've heard, if he isn't ready by week one, it almost sounds like he would have had some sort of a setback, in my opinion. Just based on the, I know that Andy said, you know, we'll wait and see, but Andy says that with everybody, and then they're totally fine and they're playing. So with me, it's hard to read Andy, pun intended, I guess. It's hard to read Andy Reid on those things, but
you gotta play coy, man.
I would say, based on what he said, based on Josh Simmons saying, man, I'm ready, like I'm good to go, based on the reports like from a month ago saying he'll be ready by training camp, all of these things.
And let's keep this in mind, too. It's not your garden variety type of injuries. It's a very unique injury.
Correct. But I think he will have had a setback for him to not be ready week one based on all the things that we've heard for the last 3 to 4 weeks, within the last 3 to 4 weeks, in my opinion.
There was 7 rounds of picks. So, obviously, if you think Simmons is a starter, how many other picks do you think end up starting for the Chiefs this year? From this rookie class, that'd be Omar Norman-Lott, Austin Gelati, Noel Williams, Jalen Royals, Bosa, or Rashard Smith.
Like,
I think all of them will contribute in a way, but as far as starters, I think that's different.
Over the entire year?
Who ends up starting a game?
Not just like
a throwaway game like that Broncos game last
year. I think Noel Williams starts a game.
Okay.
I think it starts eventually because... With him, because I think at some point, my guess would be Fulton, Jalen Watson on the outside, McDuffie will float or be on the inside to start off with. That'll be week one. By the time we get to week 4 or 5, if Jalen Watson has some more of those, I don't know, games, and Noel Watson looks good in the reps that he's in, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Noel Williams start at some point. And I know that you didn't mean this, but when they start Jalen Royals week 18 because they've already clinched the season,
that's
not what you're talking about.
No. Just finds his way as a starter. I think Noel Williams might there. Or if you look at snap count, who's going to have the highest snap count. I will say this, though. Because Omar Norman-Lott wasn't just a big-time everyday starter for Tennessee, right?
But his pass win race was crazy.
He'll be in a rotation.
I think
you expect that. Austin Gelati will be in a rotation, in my opinion. Jalen Royals in that rotation. Same with Bosa. It'll be big on special teams, and you'll see him sprinkled in on defense. Rashard Smith, same way. It'll be a guy as a role player. But again, they drafted a lot of role players, but it's kind of what they are.
I'm excited to see Rashard Smith. I don't think Alex and Cody are fully... They're supportive of it, obviously, but I don't think they're fully on board with the he's going to contribute regularly conversation as much as I am, because... Regardless of how much he plays, the man is a weapon. And I think that there's going to come a time where, based on history, Elijah Mitchell is not going to be ready to go. Kareem Hunt's going to be tired. You're going to bring in Rashard Smith. I think he's going to get just going to get more and more and more playing time, Bink. As the year goes on.
Jet McKinnon, kind of similarities
I think
you've heard.
That's the perfect comp.
Except for the pass blocking, because that was a big thing with Jet McKinnon. Huge thing.
And that ultimately, I think, is what's going to make or break his playing time. Like, if he will become the everyday third down back, I think, if he can pass protect. Like, if he shows he can be a guy that's relied on, he will be in on as many third downs as possible, as many passing situations as possible. And maybe works his way into a regular, maybe even regular, like every now and then on a second or third down, or maybe you throw him in at the slot, Bank. Every now and then, I think that he's a guy that can be used all over the field. Not to say, like, I think Jerick McKinnon is the proper comp, but the way that the Bills use James Cook, I know that
you can say
I'm
that,
not saying
the pass blocking's big.
I know. He's not going to be James Cook. But I think in regards to the way that he plays and what he can bring from a receiving perspective and all of that, he plays similar. I think he can be a similar sort of looking back as James Cook. Not production-wise necessarily, but just in how he plays. I could see him lining up at wide receiver because he's been there, done that, obviously. That's where he's from. In terms of position-wise, he's from that wide receiver side of the offensive family. Now he's running back. He's beefed up. I mean, he's got like Matt said, he's got the ball tracking ability. We've seen wide receivers in the past with the Chiefs struggle with what? Ball tracking ability. So I think he's going to be utilized more than people think. even though he's a seventh round guy, even though he might be fourth on the depth chart right now, I think he's going to be utilized more and more as the year goes on.
He'll definitely be in the rotation and his wheel routes too. I mean, just think about this, being a former wide receiver like that, that's only going to help. And Andy Reid loves to throw the ball to the backs out of the backfield.
It's not just Hollywood.
It's like the perfect situation. No. Like he's probably dreaming of plays for him right now.
Yeah. You know, everybody, writing him on napkins. Everybody's focused on Xavier. Everybody's focused on Rashee. Everybody's focused on Hollywood. Travis, you send him on a wheel route where he's guarded by a linebacker bank. Yeah. Oh, it's over. It's over.
816 says, guys, remind me who Simmons is. We're talking about Josh Simmons, the Chiefs' first-round pick.
Left tackle.
I'll say this. I wasn't a big fan of it, obviously, you know, when the selection
was
made.
Can we go back and find that?
No, let's not. Let's not. But I will say this.
Hold on. Are you embarrassed by that bank?
No. I was just giving you my honest reaction to it at the draft party. But the bottom line is, if he does start, and again, it doesn't matter if you're just a starter or not. Are you good? Are you good at what you're doing? That's the whole key right there. Not just being a starter.
Yeah.
Kingsley was a starter last year at the beginning of the year. And how good was that? No. If you're there and you're serviceable, you're good. You protect Patrick Mahomes. He can throw the ball downfield because you do have the downfield targets right now in Brown and Worthy. And we'll see what they can do. But if he's capable, that's the biggest coup in the draft. The fact that, because I'll tell you this much, he would have been the first tackle taken in the draft had he not been hurt.
Even above Campbell, you think?
I think so. I think talent-wise, he would have been right there without that injury.
Yeah,
but there was that injury, though. You can't, like, forget about that. That can't be something we just forget about. You know what I mean? Because that happened.
Of course, of course. Which obviously makes this tough. I think people, because I get why Chiefs fans would be skeptical of them just in general from the Kingsley experience and that and what that was. But we can't. But Kingsley was never in the same ilk as Josh Simmons was in terms of conversation and how good he could be. Like Kingsley was solid, good at BYU, could do a lot of things, but he was never in that same conversation in terms of talent as Josh Simmons.
I like this 816 says, Bank, you're going to be banned from Mr. Mock Draft when Simmons turns out to be a franchise left tackle. This is true, but it works the other way as well.
You know how many times Mel Kiper's wrong?
Be ready to take your lumps. But here's the thing. Did you guys complain when I mocked Cooper Kupp to the Chiefs back in the day? No, you didn't. Mm. He turned out pretty good. Mm. Don't forget, there's been plenty of guys like that. Don't forget about a guy named Patrick Mahomes when everybody else wanted Deshaun Watson, and I did not. We're going to forget about that. We're going to forget about the fact I wanted to draft Mahomes. The very first article in 610 Sports was about drafting Mahomes.
Staying on business, Bink.
No, I'm just saying. I'll keep receipts all we want, but I want it to work out. It's not like I don't want it. I 100% want it to work out.
And there's
I want to be wrong, and I hope I am.
I think the draft is one of the hardest things to predict, Bink. It just is. Because, you know, obviously all the work that you and Chris do with character concerns, but we see all the time, like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, those guys can be right on 50
prospects. Oh, Mel's still mad about Shadur.
Those guys can be right on 50 prospects and be wrong on everybody else, and that might not be too bad.
Speaking of Shadur, did you see him caught for speeding again?
I did. He was going fast.
It says twice now lately. He just likes driving fast, huh?
And so does every Georgia player, you know? And those guys turn out fine. I don't know what the big deal is. Like, the guy sped. Calm down a little bit on the gas pedal. I get that you want to go fast.
He didn't do anything really
from somebody
bad.
Who's gone fast before, yes, it is reckless driving, and you get in trouble for that, but
I gets overblown.
Just don't do it again. That's all you got to say. There shouldn't be... Because I think Cowherd had the take of, he's not a guy I would rely on because he's going fast. He's too worried about going fast.
And he was sober while doing it.
Relax, man.
He was sober while doing it. But the thing is...
Yeah, he just wanted to go fast.
Most people, if you ask them how fast they've gone the car, you know what? It's not 65 and 70.
From somebody who's done... Yes, I agree.
It is not 65 and 70 if you're asking people to be 100% truthful. How fast have you gone in a car? You're not getting the speed limit answer.
Yeah, a lot of people go triple digits.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
You just get caught.
That's what it is.
Simple as that. Mm. Anyway, this is the fan club here. We got the music blaring. We got our drinks in our hand. Drew's drinking Kool-Aid. I'm drinking actual beer. It's a good time. So we got some college football to discuss, I think, Drew. I think we need to talk about some over and unders from these local
teams.
Let's
do it.
We'll do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That next. Oh, yeah, Drew, get down with your bad self. Jay Binkley, Drew Nixon. Tell the people what we're drinking, Drew.
I am drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade, and a canned Mike's Hard Lemonade, by the way, and you are drinking a
Boulevard.
Yeah, Boulevard
Wood Baron.
Ale.
Barrel Fresh, 8.2% ABV, and it is fantastic. It's why I like doing the show at 1 o'clock on Friday so well.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Drew. You and I have gotten along real well today.
Yeah, I think we've gotten along really well.
So now the armchair Karens can't be telling Alex, oh, they didn't behave, or Jay behave on Friday, blah, 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 like they do every time when I am in here, and then the next week they tell Cody and Gold that I didn't behave. To be honest with you, I just saw HR a little bit too, and it was a nice, cordial meeting.
Oh,
it wasn't like, can you come see us? I think, to be honest with you, I've behaved exceptionally well today.
Yeah, I think it's been good.
I've kept it straight across the board, even with alcohol involved. And we've had good discussions. I had the voice of the Royals on, Jake Eisenberg. Then we talked for an hour
with Matt
McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's been a very good show.
That's about as credible as you can do. I've been nice to you. You've been nice to me. This whole thing has been this whole thing has been fantastic and a little bit weird.
Yeah. You want to talk some college football?
You want to go drink after this, Drew?
My wife and I are going to Dairy Queen after this because it's hot as you know what outside.
Listen, it's hotter than hell.
Get some ice cream.
I'm sure the people don't need to tell them it's hot because that's what the weather people do, even though you can stand outside and see it's hot. It is not just hot, Drew. It is real, real hot. But that's what happens in summer. Cause it's officially summertime, right? It gets over 90 degrees. We waited all this time for 90 degrees.
I walked outside this morning to come to work, and it was 80 degrees. It was 80 plus.
So I find this interesting that you're going with your wife to Dairy Queen. I did not know this before, just right now. When you go to Dairy Queen, are you going to eat food and ice cream? Or are you going straight with ice cream? And if you are getting just ice cream, what are you getting? I need to know.
Okay, so normally when we go to Dairy Queen, we don't get food. We just get ice cream. If we do get food, is those honey barbecue tenders are great.
Fair enough. That was really highly rated, too. I was looking at the ratings for fast food.
Well, no, we're only going to get ice cream. Normally, I get a chocolate ice cream blizzard with Reese's peanut butter cup.
Ooh, that sounds great, man. That sounds great.
It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm going to walk outside and be like, especially today. Yes. Well, and today they got... So I don't know if this is for... I'll pass along the deal. She got a notification today. $1 mini blizzard treat. You spend a buck, you get a mini blizzard for a dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we are taking advantage of Zet today.
I usually get cookie dough blizzards, or I like the fact they turn it upside down. You know, when you're at the window, they turn it upside down.
Yeah, they're trying to show off.
It's like, I don't mind them showing off. You know, it's good stuff. Reese's, anything Butterfinger, all that stuff's good.
That's right. See, Reese's, okay.
But I think we should go drink first, then have your ice cream later. But that's just me. I'm just saying, if you went, because we don't live all that far apart, you could meet me for happy hour.
I was in your neck of the woods yesterday.
Then why didn't you call? Seriously, that's a great question. Why didn't you call? Were you with your wife?
Yeah.
You're afraid to bring me around your wife.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm going to look at your finger.
I didn't say that.
And now you don't have your ring on.
That's not that.
You guys could meet me for happy hour. I'll buy the first round.
I'll let you know.
I'll get you a nice seltzer.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. We're buddies now. This is what friends do.
We've always been buddies.
You went on my show last year every week. You were our college football. Me and you talk college football. And I couldn't wait because I'd get excited. I watched the great games. And like, Drew and I are going to break these down.
I know, that's
on
right.
Sunday. And then I always listen to your podcast. I'm one of your... You're avid. I was one of the guys that retweeted you right away. And I don't do that very often, I was like Drew Nixon.
I appreciate that.
Great stuff. Great show.
All right. So one of the things that we have planned, so this year, we're going to do video. That's the plan.
For the podcast?
For the podcast.
We're not doing that on our Character Concerns podcast.
Because you don't want to?
A lot of reasons, but. That's one of them.
Yeah, I'll make sure that we're not on video.
Chris and I did show up live though to Liberty Landing. Remember, we're live.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. When we do the podcast, when we record it next week, it won't be on video. It'll just be you and I chopping up about Kleiman, Leipold, and Drinkwitz, and the expectations for those schools. Speaking of those things, over/unders are out. They've been out. Kansas State at 8.5. We'll start with the Big 12 first. Kansas State at 8.5.
Which book are we looking at here?
This is per Circa.
It's fine. It's fair. That's what
Circa
I have.
Circa Sport. When they came out, this is what the lines were basically back in May. But Kansas State at 8.5. Kansas was at 7.5. K-State was in the same grouping as Arizona State, and Texas Tech is favorites to win the conference.
About Texas Tech, they have the most money than anybody, which is really crazy.
Yeah, they got more money than...
That's thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, they got more money than... And because their booster is... I forget his name.
Mahomes?
No, it's not him. Some other guy has got a ridiculous amount of money that put them over the top, basically.
Well, Mahomes didn't hurt, probably.
Oh, I'm sure Mahomes...
They wear his uniforms. Help. They wear the Patrick Mahomes logoed uniforms a couple times a year.
Yeah. I think Kansas State being at the top is fair. I think it makes sense why they're one of the teams that's up there. Right, Bink? I would agree.
Do you have 8.5 for Kansas State?
8.5 for Kansas State. It says 7.5 for KU. You want to go through some of the games?
K-State, I think, is over, to be honest with you. And I think they get that. And it's it's always tough. They're playing in Dublin because you don't have that preseason.
Farmageddon is not in the States.
If Farmageddon moved over to Ireland and you play there at the end of August, but it's still in August, and there's no preseason, it's go time. For Kansas State, that's a huge game. They played 11 o'clock in Dublin against Iowa State. I like Kansas State there. Then they have very winnable games. North Dakota, not North Dakota State, but North Dakota Fighting Sioux or Fighting Hawks the following weekend, followed by Army, Arizona, then off, and then UCF and Baylor for the beginning of the season. But I really like Kansas State.
I think 8.5 is a fair number for them, just based on how one of the things that stood out for me is the top teams are at 8.5, and then you got two teams down at 5. There's only 3.5 wins separating the entire conference, Bank. That's how close and nip and tuck everything is with the Big 12. I think 8.5 is fair for K-State. I also think they would go over. That's the way that I would lean. Their schedule ends very favorably at Oklahoma State, Utah, who are in a bit of flux. It's weird. Utah are in an interesting spot. They got Devin Dampier coming over from New Mexico, but you know, the jury's still out on him. Good coaching, Kyle Whittingham.
And you know his son coached for the Chiefs.
I did not know that.
He's been here for like 5 or 6 years. Yeah,
Deion in Colorado, they get Caden Slater from Liberty over, but they also get I forget his first name, but Lewis, five-star quarterback, number one quarterback in the country, basically, to the team. Is he going to be ready to go? Maybe by then he's starting out on Oklahoma State in a full reset as well. So I would say over for them. KU are a team that I think are interesting, Bink. I think they have the potential to get back to 8 or 9 wins without question. I think they can get back to 9. The way things went last year for them, they could have easily gone 9-3 just as much as they went 5-7. Because they were in every single game except for that final one of the season.
They were. They could make that argument had those games gone the other way. And we saw that that's really a good football team at the end of the year. You know, they didn't quit. They kept playing. They played hard.
Their schedule's tougher.
But they start off on week zero, too. So Kansas and Kansas State both playing week zero this year, that August 23rd, that Saturday. K-State in the morning, then later that night at 5:30 on Fox will be Kansas and Fresno State, followed by Wagner, and then a big one at Missouri. That can go a long way for both these teams.
Agreed.
As far as Kansas at Missouri, week three of the season. Then an off week, which is a really early off week for them because they did play week zero, but week four will be off for Kansas. But I like Kansas in the over, too. I believe in that team.
Yeah, no, I believe in KU.
But Missouri-Kansas is going to dictate a lot.
Well, and their schedule is tough. They play at Missouri. They play at Texas Tech. They play K-State. Then they play at Iowa State later in the year. I mean, a lot of these games are on the road, Bank, that are tougher for KU. So Jalen Daniels ultimately, of course, being the quarterback, is going to be that swing player, if you will. You know, like if Jalen Daniels can get back to that form in 2023, which I think all of this is the interesting part of this, Bank, is I talked about this on the podcast, the change in offense that they had. Jeff Grimes is no longer the OC. He's on to Wisconsin. How does the offense look? Does it go back to the way that they looked pre-Jeff Grimes? And is Jalen Daniels more comfortable in that system?
I think he's got to be comfortable at this point. If he can stay healthy, that's pretty damn big.
And that was the big question last year, was the back. And he actually stayed pretty healthy as the season went on, Bink. It's just that
that's a good numbers.
They were just in every single game, and it was tight, and they had every bad break go their way, whether it was them making mistakes, whether it was other teams scoring late. Things just went wrong for KU at the least opportune time. Missouri, on the other hand.
But the other thing about it, too, is Klieman and Leipold, extremely good coaching at both places. I'm talking some of the best.
Yeah. I, if you were to tell me which coaches do more with less, I think Coach Klieman and Coach Leipold are in the bunch of being worthy of being in the top 15 coaches in all of college football. On to Missouri. Somebody texted this. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Missouri's defense is going to dominate KU. That's the strength of Missouri. They got a lot. They have a ton of talent on defense. Or if they make a run at the playoff, Bank, I think it's going to be because of the defense. They're going to be really good this year. They're a team to watch, I think, in the conference.
Here's the one thing about Missouri, and again, that Kansas game looms so large. I honestly could see Missouri rolling in 5-0. There's some tough games there, like South Carolina. I could see them 5-0 before the off week, and then it's Alabama the next week, which will be at home.
That's a heck of a start if they can go 5-0. It is,
but this isn't the same Alabama team saw with Nick Saban.
And they got the bye week beforehand.
So if they had the bye week and then bam, I mean, this team could be 5-0 because it's Central Arkansas, KU, Raging Cajuns, again, South Carolina. Missouri's very good against them. But then the Gamecocks, then the Minutemen and in Columbia, and the South Carolina game is in Columbia as well. Then week off, then Alabama. You can talk yourself into 6-0. Again, that Kansas game looms large in week 2.
I'm not saying that they're going to lose this game, but you know the game in the first 5 that stands out to me as a potential sleeper?
Which ones?
Raging Cajuns.
Yeah,
they're resetting a little bit on offense, but they've gone to like the Sun Belt title game, Bank, in like 4 out of the last 6 seasons. The Raging Cajuns are sneaky good, and I think Missouri's going to win the game. But I think that could be one where they're coming off the win against KU. They're facing South Carolina. That's dicey, Bink. You know, that's dicey.
It is. The Carolina game is interesting. Missouri lost 34-30 last year. But then Missouri had won 5 straight games before that.
Huh?
So from 19 to 23.
And they were still dealing with health issues.
Missouri won all those games. They lost by 4. But that game was in South Carolina, so Missouri's typically had the upper hand on them.
And the weird thing about the SEC this year...
Missouri's won 9 times, they've won 6.
The weird thing about the SEC this year is if you look at the schedule and you compare it to last year, you're like, huh, that's the exact same opponents. Yeah, yes, it is. For some reason, the SEC did the exact same conference schedule in terms of opponents. Back-to-back seasons, you just flip the home and away. So you look at, oh, they don't play at South Carolina this year, they're home. They don't play at Alabama, they're home. They don't play at Texas A&M, they're home. I mean, Oklahoma, they're on the road. But if you're looking at the schedule in terms of conference opponents, Mink, Missouri gets to host a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. If games. Alabama, so, they do have to go to Auburn, which that team
They're supposed to be better with Jackson Arnold coming in. They got one of the best wide receivers in all college football that nobody talks about.
Jordan Hare, that's going to be tough. And then at Vanderbilt, whether you believe in Diego Pavia or not.
You love Diego Pavia.
You know what? He played strong New Mexico State.
That man is running his mouth, Bink. I don't know if you paid attention.
No, no. Diego Pavia is especially running his mouth. But they have A&M, not at... down in Texas A&M, they're playing at Faro. The game against Mississippi State's at Faro.
Yeah.
But they are at Oklahoma. They had Arkansas game. Big deal, Missouri. I can see them finding a way to dominate the Razorbacks.
From the 913, KU is a joke. Emaw, 13th win in a row over KU. Okay. I mean, I understand why you would say that.
Garrett's on me, us, for liking South Carolina so much. I think Drew's more on South Carolina than I am. He's more of the Cock fan.
I will say, roll. All right. I'm more of a Gamecock fan than you are. Yes, I would say so. It's weird. I think Lenora, right now, I said this on the podcast, I think Lenora Sellers I would rank as the best quarterback in the SEC. I like DJ Lagway more. I like DJ Lagway a lot. I think he could be really freaking good
this year. I like Lagway better than do Sellers, but Sellers, I do think, is a first-round guy.
Garrett Nussmeier, I had bookended.
But in the SEC, you'd put him over Arch?
Yeah.
Really? You put Nussmeier over Arch?
Yes.
Okay.
I put Lenora Sellers 1, Nussmeier 2, DJ Lagway 3, Arch 4.
SEC quarterbacks are going to be tough.
The main reason why is because Arch, like, we saw him play against UL Monroe, and that was fine. But until we see him... play, like, I forget who, like, Texas has somebody ridiculously good early on. Is it Ohio State game one? If he plays against Ohio State and is torching that defense led by Caleb Downs, Caleb Downs, I know you love Caleb Downs. He might be the best player in the draft, period. Like, any position, he might be the best player in the draft next year.
He's going to reset the safety bar.
He is so good.
Yeah, he's a first-teamer, All-American at Bama, transferred to Ohio State. Guy's dominant.
If Arch goes out there and dominates Ohio State in week one, then we've got a conversation. But if he goes out and they get smoked, or if he can't do anything, then I think we're going to learn a lot by the time we get a few games into SEC play, Bink, in regards to how good Arch can be or where he is in terms of the SEC ladder.
Drew, I'm so excited about college football.
I'm pumped up, man.
Just you and I talking about it, it gives me different feels. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pumped up. I am too.
I can tell you are, and I am too. And it's going to be a great year. Are we going to make it? I'm really, really looking forward to the college football slate. And I think a lot of people started watching a lot more. College football kind of made a nice little... I'm not going to say a comeback, but I think people paid attention to it. And whether you're watching to see Deion win or lose, I'll give Deion Sanders a ton of credit. That Colorado team last year was a hell of a lot more saltier last year than the year before. I mean, they did some things out of Colorado that were good. He was in all these games, and that defense was much better, and they were actually blocking. People still got the Shadour a lot, but the running game didn't help Shadour out and stuff. But they made Colorado Buffaloes viable again, and that's good for the Big 12 when Deion can make Colorado better. It makes getting them back in the conference that much better.
Oh yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I'm interested to see how they are this year. Julian Lewis, by the way, I think is the quarterback's name. Okay.
It was more from you, Drew, than me. I mean, I like Lenora Sellers, but...
Bink, if you can't make fun of yourself, I don't think you belong in this business that we're in at all whatsoever.
No, you can't.
You wouldn't be able to, if I couldn't make fun of myself, I wouldn't have survived by now. How much crap you guys have given me?
We don't. Nobody teases you, Drew.
Oh yeah, no, nobody does. Yeah.
No, we all do. Everybody gets it, man. Cody gets his. Alex gets his.
Oh my god, I would be great to just hear like the KU and we need to turn somehow find a way, Bink. If you and I ever got a college football show, you know what would happen? we would turn, we would have to, we'd become like the Paul Feinbaum show. We would have to get KU and K-State fans on the week of the game. They'd have to go back and forth. Like Phyllis, who's the Alabama fan who's passed away, unfortunately, but Phyllis was great.
Phyllis was awesome.
You have legend talking it. We need to get people here who are KU and K-State fans and Missouri fans just going at each other. Oh, it would be great.
It would be great, especially be entertaining. If the three locals are great.
From the 913, KU dog walked Colorado like we'll dog walk K-State this year. Every man's a wussy. Woo! Let's go. Can we get to week seven or whatever it is now? Can we get to October now, Bink?
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do a little cross affiliations there between your 249 miles of college football, the character concerns as we look at draft picks. But we do look at every week in college football as far as the matchups are concerned, which prospects are playing against good prospects in return. Like, it's much different if somebody's playing like the Alabama secondary or Ohio State secondary or somebody like that. So it matters kind of who you're playing in the matchup. So we're kind of in the same boat. A little bit different, but we're kind of in the same boat as you, Drew.
Yeah, we need to do a crossover podcast.
We do.
But we're going to do Video Bank also, post-game reaction. I've got something lined up where...
For college football?
We are going to hopefully do something in the works of... Well, I don't know if it's Instagram Live yet or if it's YouTube going live post-game.
For college football.
Maybe, like, if, for instance, the KUK State game, right as soon as the game's done, final snap is over with, clock hit zero, I'm going on Instagram Live and we're reacting to the game.
Love it. Love it. That's awesome.
So I think that that's going to be something that we're going to look forward to in terms of...
We should do it with the Chiefs, too.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah.
Since you know how to do it, there we go. That was always the hard part, is how to do it.
Go follow us on Instagram. Go subscribe on YouTube. If you don't subscribe, you can catch us on video right now. You can catch Alex and Cody. C-Dot will be on video. The Morning Show, of course, as well. All those shows on stream. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram Live coming post-game reaction later on in the fall. I am more of a South Carolina Gamecock fan, I would say, than other people in this area, yes. Mm-hmm. Mainly because of DJ of a Lenora Sellers.
I agree.
I think that's the Missouri game I'm going to try to go to, Bink. I really do.
I think the KU, you'd have a ton of fan of if you're actually able to see KU down there, or the Alabama game. I think the Alabama game would be very interesting.
I think my perspective on Alabama is different because Nick Saban's not there, and I know that they're still really
good.
But
if they're on a roll, yeah, and Caitlin DeBoer's got them, and they're, you know, because if Missouri, for some reason, if they are 5-0 and they're going in that game, and you're thinking, man, they win this one, going to 6-0 and having that under Alabama. Ooh, it's a high pelt on the wall, man.
No, I agree. Alabama is always Alabama. I do agree with that.
Alabama is Alabama. Drew, it's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's been great. I've loved it.
You and I got along well.
Thank you to everybody for listening and tuning in today.
And you can't tell Cody or Alex we weren't getting along, because I'll be here Monday with Alex.
That's right. You'll be back.
But we were fine. So anyway, have a great weekend.
You stay cool,
everybody. Don't need to tell everybody to stay cool. You know it's hot when you go outside. Carrington Harrison's got the drive with you coming. Nathan Williams is here with him as well. So those guys will have you covered for the weekend. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Matt McMullen that joined us and Jake Eisenberg. Appreciate it. Good night, everybody. Or goodbye, everybody. Not night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.